let's find Shabbos in the Parsha and Parshas Miketz. This one is really unbelievable. The Ashkacha practice involved over here. This year is being delivered on Leil Zos Chanukah. And we're going to take this from a Midrash. To find Shabbos and Parshas Miketz, we're going to take a look at a Midrash, Midrash Tanchuma and Parshas Naso, Parsha Chavches. And the Midrash starts off, right? So it's from Naso. This is from the section of Naso on the Karbonos of Nesiim, which is done from in the Chanukas HaMishkan, which is the Kriyas HaTorah on Chanukah. In fact, this reading was done today, this morning, by Yom HaShvi Nasi Livnei Ephraim, Elishama Ben Amihud, that on the seventh day of the Karbonos of the Nesiim, Ephraim, or the tribe of Ephraim, had the Nasi, Elishama Ben Amihud, bring a carbon. He brings his carbon. Then the Midrash actually continues. Zeshamaraka Suva quotes a pasuk in Tehillim, which says, Li Gilad Li Menashe, Ve'Ephraim Ma'oz Roshi. The word Ma'oz, Ma'oz Sur, again, it's not Chanukah. But the Midrash starts off saying that Ephraim, the tribe of Ephraim, their Nasi brought the carbon on the seventh day. Now, what the Midrash proceeds to explain is that it wasn't just the seventh day of the Karbonos, but it was actually the seventh day of the week, that when Nachshon ben Aminadav of the tribe of Yehuda brought the first karbon of the Nesiim for the Chanukas HaMishkan, it was also on Sunday. And the second karbon was brought on Monday, and the third on Tuesday, and the seventh was not just the seventh day of Karbonos, it was the seventh day of the week, it was Shabbos Kodesh that Ephraim brought it. And it's a rather lengthy midrash, which explains different connections to Ephraim and descendants of Ephraim and Shabbos. For example, it speaks about Yehoshua and Yehoshua's 7 days surrounding Yericho. The seventh day was Shabbos. Makes connections over there. It speaks about Menashe in the context of the eighth day, which is part of the Kriya for Zos Chanukah. But then as we get closer to the end of the Midrash, so in the middle we speak a little bit about Yosef, and then towards the end is what we're going to focus on now, primarily from Parshas Miketz. So the Pasuk says, when Yosef's brothers come down to Mitzrayim, the second time, they come with Binyamin as he instructed them. The Midrash quotes the Pasuk in Mem Gimel Tesayim from this week's Parsha, Vayar Yosef Itamas Binyamin, that Yosef saw that Binyamin was with them. Vayomer la'asher al beiso haveis anashim habaisa. He said, "Bring them over here." Tuach tevach v'achin, and it says, and slaughter v'achin and prepare ki iti yochlu anashim batzarayim, because the men are eating with me in the afternoon. So we should prepare. And the Midrash says over here, well, hold on. It's a little bit strange that he's preparing. He tells him to prepare. Vahare in derech hamalachim lahachin miyom lechavero. It's strange that he would prepare. That it's not the way of kings to prepare from one day for to the other. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says Shabbos Hayisa. This was actually Shabbos. Shnei Mark, as the pasuk says, vehachin. It says over here that he prepared ve'ein v'hachin ela Shabbos, and hachin, that means Shabbos. How do we know? Because it says in the pasuk and parshas b'shalach shmos tezayin hey v'haya b'yom hashishi v'hichinu, when it was on the sixth day and they prepared, just referring to the month and preparing for Shabbos. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Hashem says to Yosef, Ata shemartes a Shabbos at shelo nitna. You kept Shabbos. You were shomer Shabbos before it was given. Chayecha by your life. Shani osa sheben binecha yeh makriv b'Shabbos. Therefore, it's going to happen. I'm going to allow your descendant to bring a korban on Shabbos, a korban yachid on Shabbos, really. Minayin, where do we know that from? Mimashakaru be'inyan b'yom hashvi'i nasi d'vnei Ephraim. Because we see that on the seventh day, the nasi of B'nei Ephraim brought the korban. Then that's because Yosef was shomer Shabbos Mitzrayim. And then the next midrash in Chavtes, it's interesting that we can get into discussion about Chanukah. Bayom Hashmi Nasi Livnei Menashe, the Nasi of Menashe brought the korban, and Menashe is the same letter as Shmona, which is interesting. It's on the eighth day, definitely connected to Chanukah and Zos Chanukah. But let's focus on, before we get to the eighth day, let's focus on the seventh day on Shabbos. So over here, this is an amazing midrash based in this week's Parsha, that Yosef is Shomer Shabbos, when Yosef prepares the food and brings them in to to eat in the Tzaharayim in the afternoon. So he's actually preparing for them a Shabbos meal and doing preparation during the week. So as always, we don't just try to find where Shabbos is connected to the Parsha, but also to focus and have an emphasis on an aspect of Shabbos, because there's so many aspects of Shabbos. So this is one that we haven't really spoken about yet, which is Hachana. There's the halacha we're going to learn with Hashem in the group later on about the Isser of Hachana, of preparing on Shabbos for after Shabbos. But this is the opposite. This is preparing before Shabbos. For Shabbos. Now, this is true that halachically you need to prepare for Shabbos in advance, right? Most of what you will need for Shabbos you can't do on Shabbos itself. It's also an important point of hashkafa, of the more you prepare for Shabbos, the more you invest into Shabbos, the more you will get out of Shabbos. That the hachana, in general, was, we say, in Kiddush Bli Hachana, there's no such thing as holiness without hachana, without preparation, that you need to do a preparation before you can appreciate something, and that's definitely the case by Shabbos, that you should invest time into Shabbos, invest time into preparing for Shabbos so that you can maximize what you get, what you gain for Shabbos. And I found in my own lives and so many people I've spoken to that the more you do for Shabbos, especially for people that feel like the Shabbos is already made for them, meaning if you're going away for a particular Shabbos or someone is in yeshiva or seminary and most of what they need is covered for them, to try to find ways to nevertheless prepare yourself for Shabbos, to buy something for Shabbos, to do something as a hachana for Shabbos, even if you have people at home that are doing all so many other things. You have a cleaning lady and a chef who lives in the home. The Gemara in Masechta Shabbos speaks about how even these great rabbis and Gedolei Ador would themselves do sweeping, themselves do cooking of the fish, and all these different actions of prep for Shabbos. Because when you invest in Shabbos, you get that much more out of Shabbos. So we should be zocha. You know, this chabura is always investing in Shabbos. Every single day we're thinking about Shabbos. Every single day we're learning about Shabbos, trying to enhance our Shabbos. And Hashem, we should be able to see the payoff, be able to just feel more connected to Shabbos every single Shabbos, and get the beautiful dividends of being Shomer Shabbos, which will hopefully bring from our Shmira Shabbos, Shmira to us and all of Klal Yisrael. Have a beautiful Shabbos.